Here's a thought about reading between the lines. When you put together a multiple image project and you have, let's say 5 or 10 images. Yes, when the viewer looks at them, there is a cumulative effect that we hope takes place because they've looked at all of the images in the project, and somehow the whole is supposed to be greater than the sum of the parts, and if we're successful, that happens. But it occurs to me that the really interesting part of viewing a project is what we see in between the photographs, in between the lines, if you will, but in the interstices, the places where there are no photographs, but yet an implication, a thought is carried forward from the first photograph to the second photograph. And what do we think about when we connect those two? It's that connection. It's the in-between part that counts. So the photographs are kind of data points, if you will. But really, what the project is about is what is created when the viewer looks at them in between the data points. It's the glue that holds them all together that is sort of the message or the real content of the project. This is one of the problems with projects, multiple image projects that are merely repetitious, because there's no additional information that occurs in between the photographs. But when you see photographs that aren't repetitious, then the mind of the viewer automatically tries to connect them. And it's those connections, the parts in between, that are the really important part of a project, a place to look for how to improve your multiple image projects.